Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Oh, ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick, I need your website, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right. They can find your books there, can't they?
What's that?
They can find your books there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're posted up there. You can get them on Amazon as well.
Closing the Execution Gap, Virtual Team Success, Flexible Leadership. Those are the three that I have that we've helped him launch in the last 10 years or so. Hey, Rick, we're talking about fake news. We're talking about the tendency, the increased tendency, the lack of the lowering of standards. You know, Moynihan, Daniel Patrick Moynihan warned us about this 40 years ago, Rick, didn't he? When he talked about defining deviancy down. That's what fake news is. The media's chickens coming home to roost on defining deviancy down, isn't it?
Yeah, and but it's also, again, it's not a media thing, because the internet makes everybody
a publisher,
right? So
right.
It's not, you know, to talk about
Rick, you gotta say that the mainstream media standards, and I'm not even talking about their political standards. Mainstream media has defined their own deviancy down.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I wouldn't limit it to that. I think everybody now who has access to the internet, it has the potential to spread information, and I think everybody's standards are down.
I agree. And which brings
this on a mainstream media,
which brings me to a point I want to make before we get away, and I want your thoughts on this. The reason why I felt this was a good topic for my audience is because since everybody's a publisher, and look, I have a whole chapter in my book, The Age of the Customer, saying that you must become a publisher. I say that.
Right.
When I'm talking about content about your business, you and I both know that there are people in local towns. I've seen it happen in my town over local politics where fake news got out and it literally ruined a business.
Locally,
Facebook, it went across the local Facebook community. And it hurt a small business, and they didn't do anything wrong.
Right, about your product, about your service, about all of that. People, now everybody can comment on it. People can get it out there publicly. And again, you really want to make sure that your customers are really looking at the sources of the information, look at the pros and cons of all the information, and not just believing whatever it is is put in front of them.
Well, and the other thing is, I talk on the show quite a bit in a year, several interviews I'll do with experts on a crisis management. Things like a storm or a flood or an employee who gets arrested or something like that. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to deal with that, the PR of that? Well,
right.
This fake news thing is a whole new category to add to the crisis management story.
Right, and it can come from dozens of different possible places, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, last thoughts on this. Help us work our way through this.
Well, I guess the main thing is to be aware of your biases, because they're not going to go away. Because biases serve a good, they're helpful in helping you kind of just get through the world in general. But be aware of when your bias is, when you're either, making conclusions on a generalization, or when you're just looking for information that's consistent with what you believe, to be able to look at both sides. And then you really just need to be able to be aware and recognize and separate opinion from fact. And that's a big issue now. Is this just something I believe, or is this something that's supported by actual evidence and data? And that's where you run into a lot of issues there. Everybody can have their beliefs, but the bottom line is that actually a fact, or is it just an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to be able to evaluate the actual sources of the information, the quality of the information, and then make sure whatever conclusion you're drawing is based on the factual information that you have. And that's the key, I think.
I'd like to stick one other thing in here, Rick. And you and I talked about this off the air a minute ago. folks, when you see something that's inflammatory, it's salacious, it's whatever it may be, but it's really strong, something strong, sleep on it. Think about it before you retweet it or re-Facebook it or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, be a little more judicious about what you associate yourself with. What do you think, Rick?
No, absolutely. Take a minute to really think about what's the source of this information and is it actually good information.
And what if it's so bad that it could blow back on you if you're associated with it?
Even if you love the idea of it, you really need to step back a little bit.
Exactly. Well said. Hey, Rick, good job today. Good report, and thanks for helping us think about this.
Thank you. I hope to see you again, Jim.
And give us the website quickly one more time.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.